Sergeant Kurt Erickson is an infantryman serving in the 2nd Stryker Brigade at Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord. In 2012, he deployed to Afghanistan for 9 months. Since his return, Erickson has become active in an organization called Rivers of Recovery. It's a group that takes soldiers dealing with physical injuries and or combat stress out of the woods and teaches them to fly fish. It's an effort to provide counseling and camaraderie outside of a clinical setting. As Erickson was headed out on his second trip with Rivers of Recovery, KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy asked him to record an audio diary of the experience.
Sergeant Erickson came to military service late in his life. He had gone to college and was a winemaker and decided that he needed something different. Something had been pulling at him, and he figured out that this was what it was. So at 29, he joined the military. And post-deployment, when he returned, had big plans, was a very busy guy, had things he wanted to do.
But as that momentum started to slow down, the more Afghanistan and combat and the memories and the stresses started to catch up with me. And you can only ignore them for so long. You can only run from them for so long. They will catch you. And you will have to deal with them.
Fishing is a tool that they use in Rivers of Recovery to connect people with nature. The act of fly fishing in itself is a meditative experience. However, and I don't know if this was by design or by happenstance, the act of fly fishing also has a very similar sound to the sound that a bullet will make when it whizzes past your face.
And only people who've heard that sound know what it sounds like. And we immediately, when we were practicing on the river, we said that to each other, like, oh my God, that's Jesus, that's just like a freaking bullet flying past your face. And we just stopped in our tracks and we looked at each other and we said, it's, you know what, it's okay. Because we're here waist deep in a river in the United States.
The Rivers of Recovery trips can be transformative, but they can also be very intense. Sergeant Erickson was on a trip last summer where a yoga instructor went along and conducted an hour-long session on breathing. And what he realized was the same techniques that the yoga instructor was using to relax them were the same techniques that he, as a sniper, used to take his shot.
So here I was listening to a woman give commands beside a rushing river, which was quite loud and could sound very much like a firefight. My mind was in Afghanistan. My mind was thinking of the last shot I took. And then I realized that this weekend happens to be the 1 year anniversary of the first time I took a life. And I'm really glad that tonight I can be around a campfire talking to other men who understand, who can relate. I appreciate that.
The hope for Rivers of Recovery is to take the things that you touched on these trips back with you to your regular life. And that can be something that you can touch on. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.